ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Yeah, name 487 in this recension of Sri Vishnu Sahasranama is Gabhasti Nemi. Have you heard that name before? Gabhasti Nemi. Anyone? Anyone read Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhava? One of the sannyasi disciples of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is Gabhasti Nemi Maharaj. Yeah, it's not a very well-known. Some of the names are well-known, but this is not well-known. But if I tell you what it means, then you'll immediately click into what it's all about. Gabhasti means shining or effulgent. And Nemi means a wheel, or some say the spokes of a wheel, some say the felly of a wheel. Maybe you don't know what the felly... I didn't know, I looked it up. It means the part outside, not the spokes. So some say it's the spokes, and some the rim. Yeah, I guess that. Yeah, the rim would be the modern word. So it means he who has the Sudarshan chakra. And there are other names in Vishnu Sahasranama, Chakri. There's another name, well known in South India, among the Sri Vaishnavas, Chakraparni, who has the wheel in his hand. There's a famous temple, Chakraparni, in Kumbakonam. But you don't know because you're from another part of India. But those who are from Tamil Nadu, they know. It's an important temple, Chakraparni, also known as Ashtabhuja, who has eight hands. So, I'll speak now about this. That's one of the meanings of the name. Sri Madhvacharya, he proposed to give 1,000 meanings on each name. He started, some pundits, they didn't believe him, and he started after some... Then they just said, okay, you're just, all right, we believe you, but we can't follow what you're saying, because he gave such elaborate. Now, in the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, they, of course, worship Narayan. Om Namo Narayanaya is their main chant. If you go in the temples, you hear that playing on the sound system. Om Namo Narayana in Tirupati, yeah, Tirumala. So they put a lot of emphasis on Narayana, and he is particularly Chakri. Krishna, of course, also has his Sudarshan weapon, and most famously cut off the head of Shishupal with that. We don't find it in his Vrindavan Leela. Except on his feet. He has the mark of the discus on his feet.
Said that when it rained a lot...
I heard that also, but I couldn't find any reference to that it dried up the water. I also remember that Sudarshan came and dried up the water. Which sadhu was that? Who said that? Can you remember?
It was Brajavasi.
I've heard that also.
And then he said because he didn't want to show his Aishwarya, opulence. To all, so that was above the vardhan, and he never expressed it.
Oh, I see. I also heard that, but I wasn't going to say it because I couldn't find any reference to that. All right, okay, you brought it out. That it said that after the devastating rainfall sent by Indra, that Sudarshan Chakra came and dried it all up. But I couldn't find any reference to that. It may be, yeah. But you said some Vrindavan sadhu, who's that?
Pundarik Maharaj, from Radharaman Mandir, Sri Bhutir Krishna Maharaj.
Oh, Pundarik, he's the younger brother of Padmanabha.
No.
He's in another family line.
It's Atul Krishna.
Atul Krishna Goswami's...
Swami, his son.
His son.
Was Bhutir Krishna Maharaj, and his son...
Oh, his...
23, 24.
I see.
Pundarik Maharaj.
He said that. Okay.
His father said that.
His father said that, but I've heard it here and there also. So it's part of Vraja folklore, and okay. I found in the Bhagavatam some references. It is in Vraja Leela in an indirect way, in as much as when Brahma stole all the cows and cowherd boys, then Krishna manifested his Vishnu forms, and each of them were replete with Shankha, Chakra, Gada, Padma. So Shankha, Chakra. Chakra means Sudarshan Chakra. But that was especially for Brahma, because Brahma thinks that the whole Leela came about because Brahma thinks that, well, Narayan is my father, and this is supposed, Krishna is supposed to be an avatar of Narayana, but he doesn't look like an avatar of Narayana to me, running around with no shoes on his feet, chasing after these cows. And then Krishna showed that all of millions and trillions of Vishnu forms come from him. So it's round the other way, because Brahma thought Krishna comes from Narayan, which is also true in one sense. But Krishna showed all the Vishnu forms. So at that time he showed Sudarshan Chakra. Otherwise, Parikshit Maharaj says that when he was in the womb, you'll find this at the beginning of the 10th canto, he saw Krishna coming, specifically Krishna coming, to save him with his Sudarshan weapon. He says that at the beginning of the 10th canto. Banasura had many arms. He liked to play the drums for Lord Shiva to dance, and he got lopped down to two by Krishna with the Sudarshan Chakra. Pondraka is the imitation Vishnu, imitation Krishna. And he also lost his head with Sudarshan Chakra. And he was supported by Kashi Raja, the king of Kashi, who also lost his head. Sudarshan cut it off. This is all in 10th canto Krishna book. And then Sudarshan Chakra took that head and dumped it in the city. And the people said, whose head is that? Oh, it's the head of our king. Oh. And then his son, the son of the king, did a yajna and made the demon called Sudakshina to go to Dwaraka and kill all the residents of Dwaraka. But he couldn't do it. So Sudarshan Chakra chased him back and then killed the demon and burned the whole city of Varanasi. Ooh, Shalva, who came to attack Dwaraka, was ultimately killed by Sudarshan. And Vidurata, who was the brother of Dantavakra, they were killed. When he went to attack the city of Bomasura at Pragjotishpur, which is equated with modern Tejpur in Assam, there were so many fortifications around the city of different elements. So the elements of fire, wind, and water were destroyed by the Sudarshan Chakra. And also, very importantly, it's described that when Krishna took Arjuna beyond the coverings of the universe and they entered... Oh, should we leave the door open so that sound doesn't come every time? Or that can be turned off?
Can be
done. Yeah. They went beyond the region of the universe where there's the Loka mountain, and beyond that is all darkness. And Krishna's horses, they became afraid to go any further. And then Sudarshan Chakra came up and lit everything. So there's a region of absolute blackness. So he lit that up. So Krishna, he's the holder of the Gabhastinemi, the bright wheel, shining effulgent wheel. So that puts more emphasis on the shiningness of the wheel as for lighting up beyond the darkness of the Loka mountain. But in general, it refers to that. Now, Krishna has many weapons, among which five are principal. The Shankha, the conch. That's also considered a weapon in as much as it's always used in at the beginning of a fight and during the battle also when there's some big victory or some major warrior gets killed, the conches will blow. And that's also said, it's psychological warfare. Nowadays we would say that at the beginning of the Battle of Kurukshetra, when the Pandavas sounded their conches, then the warriors of the Kauravas, their hearts broke, they felt shattered, they were discouraged. But there was no such effect when the Kauravas blew their conches. So the chakra and then the that's the shankha. Then the chakra is the Sudarshan chakra. Then the gada. Krishna also has a club. Bhima is the most famous for club. Well, Balaram and Bhima are famous, but Krishna also has a club called Komodaki. Then he has his bow, the shanga, and his sword, which the name is given by Asi. It just says Asi, which means a sword. So, but of all of these, this Sudarshan chakra is generally given most importance. And in many Sri Vaishnava temples, you'll find that there's a separate sannidhi, they call it, or shrine for Sudarshan. And often you'll find they'll have two-sided. You can take darshan from the front and the back. For the front is Nrsimha, and the back is Sudarshan. That's very common. Sudarshan is one of the alvas, or the Sri Vaishnava, what we would call acharyas, or great saints who came, they're associates of the Lord, who came before Ramanuja. So when we say associate of the Lord, you may say, well, how is Sudarshan chakra? It's a weapon, but he's personified also. So you see him there also in the, looks like a stick next to Jagannath. Mostly devotees don't notice that, but if you see Jagannath Subhadra Baladeva, next to him is a stick. That's a stick. Yeah, that's.
But he's covered with cloth.
With next, so yeah. So in many of the, in the Sri Vaishnava tradition, Sudarshan is known as Heti Raja. So Heti is a Sanskrit word; it's not a very common word, and it means a flame. So that idea of effulgence or a light, the rays of the sun. Now, that becomes important in another meaning of the name, which I'll come back to. It comes back to means Agni's weapon, and I'll just come to that, how Sudarshan was given by Agni to Krishna. Or any weapon, or particularly a missile weapon, or it means rapid motion, because he moves very quickly. And there's no getting away. If he's after you, there's no way to get away. So, Sudarshan is given a lot of importance by the Sri Vaishnavas, particularly because the Lord deputes the Sudarshan chakra to protect his devotees. It's very famous in the case of Ambarish Maharaj, and Durvasa was running, but he couldn't get away, and eventually went to Narayan and said, could you call your weapon off? He went to Indra, Brahma. No, he didn't go to Indra. Indra is much less than Durvasa. But he went to Shiva and Brahma. He said, sorry, can't help you. He went to Narayan. He also said, sorry, can't help you. You can't help me, then who can help? Only Ambarish can help you. So Sudarshan was given by Narayana, that you just stay with Ambarish and protect him. It's almost as if he was expecting some attack of some kind. Because Ambarish, he was a king, but he was completely absorbed in devotional activities. And so it appears he may not have been organizing his army and doing regular military practice. It's the Nowadays we hear there's a lot of talk about NATO doing military exercises, but in traditional Kshatriya they had to regularly practice and fight, because you got to be ready. You don't know when an attack's going to come, you have to be ready. But it appears that Ambarish wasn't doing anything but like that, but Krishna kept his Sudarshan Chakra to protect him. Baladev Vidyabhushan, the Gaurya Vaishnav commentator on the Vishnu Sahasra, Govinda, the Vedanta Sutras, but Vishnu Sahasranama also. He also gives the meaning that Sudarshan is Krishna holds Sudarshan. The meaning of Gabhasti Nami is that Krishna holds Sudarshan to protect his devotees from the Yamadutas. And if we see in the previous verse of Vishnu Sahasranama, there have been several names which the Acharyas describe as being connected with Krishna's protecting the devotees from the Yamadutas. One name is Avigyata, which means he who doesn't know. How can that be a name of Krishna? He knows everything, right? But it means that he doesn't know the offenses of his devotees. He's completely oblivious to them. So if the Yamadutas come to, he's done something sinful. But if they come to a devotee of Vishnu, then Krishna doesn't know, but Sudarshan, he knows. So his job is when he watches out. Any Yamadutas come, they're afraid. They're afraid of Sudarshan Chakra, who comes and protects them. That comes somewhere else. Yeah. And Yama, also, another commentator, apart from Baladev, has said that Yama instructs his messengers, his dutas, that the power and of the Sudarshan Chakra is so great that no one can stand near to it. No one can be protected. You don't think that you're under me, no one can stand before you, but the humble Vaishnava, who does nothing to protect himself, who appears to be a very insignificant person in the worldly sense, but don't go near him because he's very powerful compared to you, because he's protected by Krishna via the Sudarshan Chakra. The Vishnu Purana describes about the origin of Sudarshan Chakra. How can there be an origin? Because eternal. But it's Krishna's pastimes appear like that. Krishna, he appears in this world. He's eternal, but he takes birth in this world. So it appears to be some chronology. Although he was born with four hands, but he went to Vrindavan, and then there weren't any four hands anymore. So it's described in the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, which comes in the Krishna book, about how Krishna and Arjuna, they were hunting, and there was the Kandava forest. But more detail is how Agni wanted Krishna to burn the Kandava forest so that he was feeling weak and he needed some herbs. He eats by fire. He is fire. He eats by a fire. But there was some opposition to that from the Takshaka snake, who was in cahoots with the Maya Danava and Indra. And Indra was sending rain to stop that. Anyway, so to get around this situation, first of all, we have to go back in time a little bit. Suryadev, the sun god, married Samgya, who is the daughter of Vishvakarma. But she found it very difficult to live with him because it's so hot. So if any ladies find their husband to be too hot, then you can, you remember, at least it's not as bad as being married to the sun god. So she became miserable. Oh, my husband's too hot. So she requested her father to do something about it. So Vishwakarma, he's all the architect, carpenter, engineer. So he took Suryadeva, and it said he ground him. He ground him down, filed him down. So 1/8, this is from Vishnu Purana. So in this way, he was only able to diminish 1/8 of his effulgence, which red hot drops fell down to the earth. And with that Vishwakarma, he made the Sudarshan Chakra, the Trishul, the Pushpaka Viman, and the Shakti weapon. So the Trishul came to Shiva, the Pushpak Viman to Kubera, the Shakti to Brahma. Yeah, I might have thought that was going to be Indra, but it says to Brahma. And the Sudarshan Chakra was put in the sea. Yeah, put in the sea. It's too hot, they thought. So it came, then when Krishna and Arjuna were out hunting, and Agnidev came and asked for the Kandava forest, but Takshak was living in the forest. Takshak is a famous snake, and he bit Parikshit. But he comes often in the Mahabharata and Srimad Bhagavatam. He's one of the famous snakes. So Takshak, he was living in that forest. He wanted to go on living there. So he was a friend of Indra, and Indra, who's, of course, the father of Arjuna, was showering rain so that the fire couldn't be there. So Agni, he knew about the Sudarshan Chakra. He came, took it out of the sea and gave it to Krishna. Said, hey, you can offset this rain with this. So that's, and he also gave at the same time to Arjuna a chariot and a flag marked with a monkey. The monkey is Hanuman. So Arjuna is called Kapidvaj. He has a monkey on his flag. And his quiver, which will never be empty of arrows, and a bow called the Gandiva. So it was a good deal for Arjuna. He had to go against his father, but he satisfied. Well, yeah, then satisfied Krishna by doing this. So, oh yeah, about the Sudarshan Chakra, there's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He speaks about this. We'll find in the Chaitanya Bhagavat that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, shortly after taking sannyas, he was journeying from Shantipur. First of all, he took sannyas at Katwa, and then he was journeying out toward Vrindavan, and Nityananda redirected him to Shantipur, the house of Vaitaracharya. So he spent some days there, a week or so at Shantipur. And then he set out for Puri, Orissa. Nowadays, if you go, mostly you'll go via Kharagpur and around like that. But at that time, the route was via Chhatrabhog, which is in the just at the edge of the Sundarban, which is an area of Bengal which to the present day has tigers and crocodiles and all kinds of things. So it all comes up in the story. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was at Chhatrabhog dancing blissfully, and he had to cross the river. So Ramachandra Khan, it's described, he arranged for that. At that time, Ramachandra Khan, he later became a great offender, as described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. But he said, the boat has arrived, now you can go on the boat. That would be the Rup Narayan River, I guess. That's a huge, one of those several huge rivers that flow in Bengal. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got in the boat, and he was with several companions, And his childhood friend Mukunda was known as a very expert singer. So he told Mukunda, now you sing kirtan. And then as they were singing kirtan, the boatman said, I think we're not going to live here. We can't live. If we reach the other shore, it's tiger infested on the other side. If we fall in the river, the crocodiles will eat us. If we even go on the river, there are so many pirates on this river. That river's always been famous for pirates. I don't know about now, but traditionally. And also in the purport, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that if he stayed, then Ramachandra Khan would kill him for not taking his order to take him across the river. So I'm finished. We can't. If we stay here, I'll die. If I cross over, I'll die. If I even reach to the other side, so I'm completely finished. So he said, he said to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at least until we reach to Orissa, then you just stop this kirtan for now. At least give us some chance, because if there's kirtan, you'll be jumping, and then we'll fall in the river. And then all the devotees thought, wow, phew, sounds pretty dangerous. I better stop the kirtan. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got up and shouted, why are you afraid? Don't you see the Sudarshan Chakra? Can't you see? He's with us. The Sudarshan Chakra always removes the obstacles faced by Vaishnavas. And in his purport to this, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur quotes from Srimad Bhagavatam, Tasma ada dharischakram pratyanika bhayavaham ekanta bhakti bhavena prito bhaktabhi rakshanam. Being very pleased by the unalloyed devotion of Maharaj Ambarish, the Supreme Personality of Godhead gave the king his disc, which is fearful to enemies and which always protects the devotees from enemies and adversities. So both things. So protects from enemies and from adversities. You know what that means? Adversities, difficulties, setbacks in life. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, do not worry, kichu chinta nahi. Koro Krishna Sankirtan. Just chant Krishna, the glories of Krishna. It's don't you see, Tora, he says, that's speaking in a way that's like saying, two. It's, come on, you fools. And that's don't you see that the Sudarshan is protecting us? Tora kina deko hera fire Sudarshan. It means, can't you see? It's not given in the translation. Sudarshan is spinning round and round, protecting it. So fire means it may be spinning, and it may also mean he's moving here in the sky all around. So both meanings are there. So on hearing this, devotees very happily began their kirtan all over again. And by this pastime, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught everyone that Sudarshan always protects the devotees. Now, there's a purport here from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, which he gives many quotes. From the Srimad Bhagavatam, he states, Pragdishtam Bhritya Rakshayam Purushena Mahatmana Dadaha Krityam Tang Chakram Kruda Him Iva Pavakaha. As fire in the forest immediately burns to ashes an angry snake, so by the previous order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his disc, the Sudarshan Chakra, immediately burned to ashes the created demon to protect the Lord's devotee. That's Ambarish section. In the Matsya Purana, chapter 11, it is stated, Prithak Chakara Tattejas Chakram Vishnor Akalpayat Trishulam Chapi Rudrasya Vajram Indrasya Chadikam Daitya Dhanava Sanghar Tu Sahasra Kiranakmakam. He separated that effulgence and made the disk of Lord Vishnu. Yeah, this is the same thing as in the Vishnu Purana. He separated that effulgence and made the disk of Lord Vishnu as well as the trident of Rudra and the thunderbolt of Indra. Here it says Indra. I would have thought the Shakti is with Indra, but in the quote from the Vishnu Purana says Brahma. That disk is the annihilator of the Daityas and Danavas and is composed of thousands of rays of light. So the Gabhasti means the shining. So Sudarshan is very bright. And that Sudarshan also gives the idea. Sudarshan, very clear darshan. Everything's very clear. Sudarshan, darshan of course also means philosophical or philosophy. So darshan means clear. Sudarshan means we can clearly see via philosophy. So if Sudarshan also cuts through all the wrong ideas and gives us a clear understanding, what is that? Gyanena tutad agyanam yesham narshitam atmanaha tesham adityavajyanam prakashyati tatparam. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that when knowledge arises in the heart, it's like the sun arises in the morning and dispels all darkness. You can see everything very clearly. If you have a match, you can't, at night if you have a match, you can't see clearly. But when the sun arises, everything becomes very clear. So in the same way, when the light of transcendental knowledge arises in our heart, then we can see everything very clearly. So Sudarshan, that knowledge, it's not just knowledge, it's not ABC, you learn ABC, but it's the realization that of that knowledge that comes in the heart, which is a gift of Krishna via the pure devotees, Sudarshan. That knowledge also, Hare Krishna, that knowledge also, that means to cut all wrong ideas. There's Sudarshan and there's Kudarshan. Someone thinks they see clearly. There are so many philosophies in the world. The Marxist sees everything in terms of class struggle. Everything has to be defined. The feminists see everything in terms of gender struggle. I saw something that Richard Dawkins, a great atheist, being flummoxed because some feminists were saying, why do you always study male subjects? You're studying all things which are hard and not soft. And I can't remember the examples. And Richard Dawkins said, how do you argue with this? Why don't you study soft substances which are female instead of hard substances which... What do you reply to all this? Even in the Vedic culture, someone who's deeply into Ayurveda, when they see someone, they'll say, oh, you must be Vata Pitta. And someone who's into astrology will say, you must be Capricorn. Yeah. And someone who's studying psychology, they'll also, I think you had a difficult childhood. They judge everything in those two. So we see the world through the eyes of different worldviews. And Krishna says that in Bhagavad Gita. Shraddhamayo yang purusha. Everyone has a different kind of faith, a different way of looking at the world. Yo yaj chadha sa eva saha. According to your faith, according to the way you believe everything is, that defines you, that makes you. Although, but this is within the three modes of nature, however. Which means that even in sattva-gun, it's not completely clear. Sattvam sanjayate jnanam. From sattva-gun comes knowledge, but that may not be full knowledge. That knowledge is, vibhakti. That knowledge of seeing everything as oneness. So that's one level of knowledge, but that's not complete knowledge. Samadarshan, yeah. That's again and again in Gita we have that. Samadarshan. But full knowledge means to see Krishna and everything else in relationship to Krishna. So that's another aspect of Sudarshan. In the Vamana Purana, I can't see so well now with the... Varayudho yang devesha sarva yudha nibahanaha sudarshano dvadasharo yomana sadrisho jiva. This is small type, 10 point it looks like. O Lord of Lords, greatest of all living beings, the best of weapons, sarva yudha Nibahanaha, Haiti Raja. Sudarshan destroys all other weapons. It has 12 spokes and is non-different. The translation is it's non-different from the mind, but that's not exactly the right translation. Yomana Sadrisho Jiva. It means it's like the mind to the jiva. It's a mistranslation. You want to make a note of that? I'll send it to Pundarik, who published these books. There are a few errors here and there. So that's Chaitanya Bhagavat Antya 2.143, non-different from the mind. Non-different from the mind is a inaccurate translation. I'm just going to read the translations here because with this light I can't very well see the diacritical marks. The demigods, it's all right. The demigods, although if I read the Sanskrit I can maybe get more out of the translation. The demigods, the months, the signs of the zodiac and the six sex seasons are all present in Sudarshan to protect those who are well behaved, sangstitha ritavas to sat. Those who are. But here it says shat. Shishtanam. Yeah, well behaved. Established in Sudarshan are Agni, Soma, Mitra, Varuna. The Lord of Creatures, Prajapati, presumably in this connection, Prajapati means Brahma. Indra, the Vishvedevs, the Prajapatis, again says Prajapati. So that may be the other Prajapatis plus Brahma. Hanuman's Chata Balavan, powerful Hanuman. Dhanvantari, and the 12 great ascetics. The months beginning with Chaitra and ending with Falgun are also established in him. O all-powerful one, please take this best of weapons and without hesitation defeat the enemies of the demigods. This weapon, worshipped by the king of the demigods, cannot be frustrated. On the strength of my austerities, I wield it as part of my body. So this is an invincible weapon. No one can. If Sudarshan's there, Sudarshan is never defeated. So Sudarshan protects the devotees. If we come under the protection of Krishna, we're protected by Sudarshan. But that has to be ekanta bhakti. If we run to different demigods here and there, we won't get. We have to be only under Krishna. Rakshishatiti Vishvaso, one of the symptoms of full surrender to Krishna, is to have full faith that Krishna only will protect us. Don't run here and there. So, going back to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, any sinful person who attacks a Vaishnava is burnt to ashes by the fire of Sudarshan. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's comment, Gaurasundar felt no anxiety as he declared, Sudarshan Chakra constantly protect the devotees. Sinful people who attack a Vaishnava will be burnt to death by the fire of Sudarshan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, when devotees have a protector like Vishnu's Sudarshan Chakra, who has the power to attack them? You may say, well, devotees do get attacked. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that those who have full faith they will be protected. And there may be circumstances also, Haridas was beaten and this and that. But he didn't call for the protection of Sudarshan. I mean, not that he didn't think he was protected, but that was to demonstrate a different pastime. Because actually what happened then, Haridas, they weren't able to kill him. And he was completely happy. They're beating him and he was saying, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And they said, look, could you just die? Do us a favor. Because if you don't, we're beating you, we're getting exhausted from beating you. 22 marketplaces, you're supposed to be dead after 3 or 4 maximum. And we're getting exhausted, and if we don't kill you, we'll get killed by the king. Oh, you want me to die? Why don't you tell me? Okay, all right. Okay, I'll die. Then he died, or he showed all the symptoms, died. Thanks a lot. They threw him in the Ganga, and he floated down and got out and went on chanting Hare Krishna. And later, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met him and said that, oh, Hare, you remember that time you were beaten? Oh, yeah, I remember that, yeah. You didn't feel any pain, did you? No, I said, no, I didn't feel any pain. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, that's because I was taking the beating. I took that for you. I didn't want you to be pained. So Haridasa, he was protected in a different way. He had no fear, absolutely fearless. And he wasn't, he didn't get any pain at all. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, when devotees have a protector like Vishnu, Sudarshan Chakra, who has the power to attack them? Comment by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur from Narada Pancharatra. Lord Janardhan is not content even after engaging Sudarshan to protect his devotees. So he personally goes to see and protect them. He sends Sudarshan and he says, well, he's so concerned with his devotees that he personally goes also. Krishna deputed Sudarshan for the protection of his servant, but he did not feel comfortable or pleased because it was difficult for him to give up the association of his devotee. That's also said, Sudarshan, when Lord Vishnu or Krishna throws him, he goes very quickly and comes back very quickly. He doesn't want to be away from Vishnu for a moment. So he goes very quickly, does his job, and comes back as quickly as he come. And also the Lord doesn't like to be separated from him. So that's one reason. If he's very quick. Did the job. Finished. Okay, so that's one meaning. How many meanings? Madhvacharya said 1,000 meanings, right? So that was a brief introduction to the first meaning. But I'm not going to say 1,000 meanings, nor do I have the blessing to do so. I'm just seeing what others have written, what others have said. So another meaning is he enlightens everything by his effulgence. Now that can refer to Sudarshan Chakra, and it means Krishna himself also. By when Krishna's present, then everything is bright. Right? What do you think? Krishna Surya Sama Maya Hoy Andaka Jaha Krishna Taha Nahi Maya Radhika. Krishna is like the sun. Maya means the absence of light. So when the sun rises, again, it's the same example. And we can practically experience it. At least I have the experience. Some of you may have also. Sometimes, if not a lot of the time, we get in Maya. Oh! And then we become miserable. And then we can, Charlie Rouse a day. Oh. Well, I think I should just sleep all day today. That's a good idea. That's a good idea. But when we turn away from Krishna, then immediately we feel miserable. And Maya is such that we may think, someone says, come on, get up, chant your rounds. And completely overcome by tamagun. But if somehow, that's the meaning of sadhana, that we do it even if we don't feel like it. Because if we do it, then we come in contact with Krishna, his holy name, his devotees, deity, hearing about him, and automatically we become happy. But somehow in Maya, we think, I want to be, is a perverse kind of attitude. No, let me be miserable. It's really tamagun. But it's a fact. Krishna is very bright, and everything, if we're in Krishna consciousness, then we're always very bright. I told this many times, I'll tell it again. This was mid-1970s in London. I was out on book distribution. And then I saw a couple of young men, and usually we approach such people. And then I saw them, and they were in kami clothes, I was in kami clothes, and we met, and immediately we understood we're all Prabhupada's followers, devotees, because we're all so bright, and you can't be like that without Krishna consciousness. Another anecdote I heard, I don't know if it's true or not, but quite likely it is, that in the airports in America, devotees distributing books in the 1970s, and they'd be in regular, what we used to call kami clothes, now we call civil dress or something like that. So as not to, one reason is not to be caught by the airport security staff, because they're always trying to catch the devotees and throw them out of the airport and arrest them and this and that. Well, how do you distinguish them? Because they look like any other traveler. They have, of course, they have a hat on their head, or maybe they wear wigs, so you couldn't. They have a bag on their shoulder. Everyone has a bag on their shoulder. So the security staff, the new ones, they got trained. If you find anyone looking very bright and happy, arrest him. Must be a Hare Krishna. Because no one looks happy in the airport. They all look miserable. So that's the sign. That's a fact. Devotees are, if we're in Krishna consciousness, then we're effulgent. And Krishna lights everything up. It's the light, it's the, well, the Mayavadis often talk about that, Atma Jyoti. Have you heard of that? Atma Jyoti? There's some Mayavadi institution called Atma Jyoti. I think some school, chain of schools or something like this. But where does the brightness of the Atma come from? That's from Krishna. He's Paramatma. So he's supreme bright, and that example is given many times in Shastra. Ekadesha stitasyagne jyotsneya vistarani yata. What's the next line? Oh, I didn't quote this verse for a long, long time. Do you know that? Anyway, the purport is that Vishnu is like the blazing fire and the jivas are like the sparks. The blazing fire gives wide light, and the sparks, they're all, the jivas are like sparks. An example is given. You want to look that up? What is it? The fire is situated in one place but gives light everywhere. Ekadesha stitasyagnev jyotsna vistarani yata tata. Oh, I can't remember. That's Prabhupada often sometimes quotes that verse. There is a similar verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam, but he quotes this one from Vishnu Purana. I can't remember it. I think I looked that up. It's a long time since I quoted that one. It's good to have to revise from time to time. Yeah, you can look it up. Ekadesha, E-K. No, you can just type in. E-K-A, Ekadesha, then put a stitas, Y-A-G-N, G, Y. Yeah, and then put an A on the end. Put an A. Okay, enter. There's no internet connection. I thought you could look it up in the Veda base, but the Veda base doesn't seem to be there. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It does matter, but it doesn't matter enough that we should stop the whole class to look it up. So Krishna enlightens everything by his effulgence. Just looking to see if you have a picture of that. Oh, there's Yashoda chasing Krishna. Yeah, Krishna would take... well, one thing, the gopis, they would hide away their butter and yogurt and everything in dark rooms so that Krishna couldn't find it. But anyway, and then they'd sell Yashoda. You take off his jewels because he's coming in, and by his jewels, in the dark room, he can find all the butter to steal it. But it doesn't work because Krishna himself is so bright. He gives light to the jewels. So when Krishna, and it's also a problem for Krishna because it's difficult for him to hide when all the women are chasing him. Can't switch it off. He's naturally bright.
But in Rastas, he disappeared.
He disappeared, yeah. Yeah. Well, the whole rasa dance, it says in the beginning, yoga mayam upashrita. He did the rasa dance taking shelter of yoga maya. So yoga maya can switch it off. Maybe he can't, but whenever yoga maya, she arranged it. She arranged it all. So the bright light. Oh, it gives the Sanskrit derivation. There's not much said about that. There could be a lot more said about it, but then there's compared to the sun. But you see, many of the names in Vishnu Sahasranam, they overlap, so it may not be explained in detail in one place. One name is Brihadbhanu, which means the big sun. One name of Vishnu in Vishnu Sahasranam, or many suns. So Krishna is like many suns. As we find in Bhagavad Gita, Sanjay says that when the Vishwarupa, the universal form, is like if millions of suns rose at one time, that would compare to that. So, what does it say in my other notes? No, nothing there. Then another reason. He's the light and at the center of the wheel. So in that way, he's compared to the sun, which gives light to the whole universe. So Krishna is compared to the sun in that way also. So that means he's the center or the hub of the universe. Or in that way also, Krishna is the center of everything. He gives light, he gives life to everything in the universe. So he's Surya Narayana, and that's it. I don't have any more notes on it, and I can't think of anything more to say at the moment. So now you know what Gabhasti Naimi means. It's a name for Vishnu. Which means the holder of the Sudarshan Chakra, who is the who enlightens everything by his effulgence, and who's at the center of everything, just like this, the shining, the effulgence, the energy at the center of everything, and especially is compared to the sun, whose light gives light to the whole universe. Hare Krishna. So this is name 487. Okay, how are you doing in your classes at school? 487, 1,000 names. How many more to go? Put you on the spot there. Nowadays you do it all with but it's easy. It's a small calculation. It's easy to do. So that means another 513 to go, huh? So please bless me. Maybe I'll be around again, and we'll be in 500 and something, or maybe 600 and something. And then there's the Gopala Sahasranam, Radha Sahasranama. There are plenty of Sahasranamas. Nrsimha, Baladeva. So many of the few.
Will be overlapping, won't
oh, definitely, yeah. Definitely. Even in the Vishnu Sahasranam, the same name comes more than once. One of them comes four times, I believe. But it's in different verses, and it'll be in different contexts. So, like that. So, plenty to keep our mind occupied in thinking of Krishna. All right, Hare Krishna. I think I should go fairly soon.
Well, that's okay. Prasad, so everybody can receive from
that. All right, yeah, because...
have your books there.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah. Okay.
So if anybody wants books, then get an autograph.
Do we have that Mothers and Masters book? That's, I think that didn't come to Coventry yet.
No, and Rai, did you buy it on?
Hmm? Oh, you got some for distribution, huh? There's been a bit of a saga going on with that book.
Because you can buy your posters.
Oh, the posters in Mayapur, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I changed the title and the cover.
Oh, really?
But the message is that... it's a pretty simple thing, actually, that men and women are different, and spiritually equal, but socially they're different. Different roles to play. And that we in ISKCON should uphold that, as Prabhupada, time and time again in his writings, did so. That's basically what it's all about. And that Srila Prabhupada emphasized Varnashram, we should... After 50 years, we should start getting serious about it. So, but there's lots of practical advice in there also about all these things, which is also relevant, very actually probably more relevant in this country and then, well, it's relevant everywhere. But, yeah, okay, so that's there. And do we have that Muslim devotees? Do we have that last time? Muslim devotees of Lord Krishna, I asked one disciple of mine to write a book about Muslim devotees of Lord Krishna. Because nowadays in the world there's so much talk about Islam and people are afraid and this and that. There's no, if you throw them all out of Britain, that's not going to, anyway you can't do it. That's some BNP, they want to throw them all out of Britain, British. And I think a lot of people do. They'd probably throw all of you out because they don't know the difference. Although there's such a big difference, but there's anyone with a brown skin who speaks Hindi, Punjabi or something, Urdu, they must be all Muslims. In India, what are you going to do? It's a big problem. Kashmir, there's no solution. The only solution is to come to the spiritual platform, Krishna consciousness. When we understand we're not the body, the first principle of Krishna consciousness. So there have been traditionally many Muslim devotees of Krishna, and this book gives a few stories of that. And there are more and more coming. There's one man in, he's in London, right? He's in contact with you. He's from a Punjabi Muslim family. When he said Punjabi, it's probably Pakistan. And he's reading Prabhupada's books, convinced his wife to, she was shocked, but she's also okay with that now. So it's going on. So that book is there. What other new books are there? Oh, Lekamala, yeah. That's mostly for my disciples, I guess. But others
what's
could...
That about, like,
It's collections of different bits and pieces of things that I've written here and there. Things about not eating eggs. Expanded definition of child abuse. That means divorce is one thing. It's not such a gross thing, but it can be very painful for the children. Having your kids watch all kinds of nonsense on TV. What do you think about that? That's also subjecting them to calm, crowed, all these different. So there are some different things like that. I'm surprised this book, Mothers and Masters, became so controversial, considering I've written so many controversial things. Oh, there's Chanakya Niti. That's by one of my godbrothers, Patit Pavan Prabhu. He first issued that in 1976, I think it was, and then he revised it and he asked me to print it, so I did. With his commentary. That's quite useful. So yeah, there are a few books there. You've all seen my books before, and you're all welcome to take some more. Hare Krishna.